Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferratech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferratech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferratech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferratech. Ferratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the handsome Stephen Julien. Hello, Stephen.
You know, Mike, why do you have to ruin the credibility of the show right up front by calling me handsome? Because everybody who knows me knows that that's not true. So you've already lost your credibility.
They can't see you.
I'm, you know, maybe I'm interesting. Maybe I'm exciting at times or enjoyable
not,
to talk to.
And you're not.
Oh, okay.
And
so,
you're not.
But you're gonna hang your nail on handsome, right?
That's all I got.
Okay. Wow. So you're blind.
I'm grabbing
straws. Yeah. Okay.
So
morning, Mike.
Anyway, good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Always a pleasure.
We've got some great guests here in the studio. I think we're going to have a fun show. We have Shelly Swerzler. I wasn't drinking last night. And Charles Pace with the Gwinnett County Public Library.
You're off to a great start.
Because apparently I say library.
You did once.
I've always said library.
Yes.
That's just how I said it. But
because you didn't spend enough time in the library.
The library.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, we'll talk about the library.
Very good.
And also, Dwayne Cummings is here from LeaderCast.
Fantastic. Before we get to the guests, I just want to remind all of our listeners that we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside Sonesta Hotel. And everybody go to SubaruofGwinnett.com next time you get a chance. You can even pull it up on your phone and see all the great stuff that they're doing. More importantly, go into the website. Definitely go check out Subaru of Gwinnett. They are located right near here near our studios on Pleasant Hill Road. But if you pull up their website, you'll see that Subaru is Kelley Blue Book's 2016 Best Overall Brand, Most Trusted Brand, and Best Resale Value. You'll learn more about the 2017 Subaru Impreza. And you can even check out what Consumer Reports has to say about Subaru. I'll give you a hint. It's a lot of good stuff. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen. And on that note, let's get to our first guest. Shelly Swerzler is the development manager, and Charles Pace is the executive director for the Gwinnett County Public Library. And welcome to the show, folks.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
We'd love to have you here and glad to have you here. Okay. Libraries. I guess an obvious question today with the internet and so forth. I mean, for me to get my child to go into a library, and to see the books, they're like, what are those things? How important is our libraries these days? Where do they fit kind of in the social spectrum?
Well, I think libraries are an important community anchor, Mike, and they really fulfill a vital purpose. First of all, approximately 30% of the people in Gwinnett County don't even have internet access. So for those folks, we help bridge the digital divide. We provide them with resources. We also provide literacy program. We provide citizenship classes. We do a lot of things to reach all aspects of the community. Right now, we have a big culinary literacy initiative going on, teaching kids and people of all ages really about food and nutrition and healthy eating. So, you know, there are just a lot of different facets to what the library does. And, of course, the question was, we have Google now. I mean, if we have Google, what do we need the library for? But I think the great author Neil Gaiman said it best. He said that Google can give you 100,000 answers, but a librarian can give you the right answer. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you navigate that information superhighway, help you find the information that you need and help you with your educational and lifelong learning needs.
Real basic question here, Charles. How many branches and how big is the Gwinnett County Public Library system?
We have 15 branches. So there's one conveniently located near you, wherever you might be in Gwinnett County. We also have a contract that we operate the library at Gwinnett Tech, which is something that a lot of people don't know about us. But so we actually have 16 locations, but 15 of them are public.
Shelley, you are the development director for the Gwinnett County Public Library, and Charles did a good job of saying some of the things that reach out into the community other than just the books on the shelves. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things when it comes to development around the library that you're excited about, maybe things in the hopper, maybe things that are happening even right now?
Well, we have four different funds, or actually five funds set up, where we are actually going out into the public trying to raise funds outside, above and beyond what the government is giving us through our tax dollars. This allows us to do all different kinds of programming and amp up and really enhance what we already offer to the public.
Fantastic. And are those funds, is it mostly fundraising events? Is it that help those funds, or is it just kind of an ongoing, hey, we just want to let you know these are here, give to them whenever you can?
So far, we haven't had any events just yet.
Okay.
It's a very brand new thing to Gwinnett County.
So. It's developing,
yes.
As it were.
Exactly. But it's mostly word of mouth right now and just working to raise awareness in general for why libraries are important, that it's not the library of your childhood mm-hmm. anymore.
There's no card catalog system anymore.
Correct.
Right?
No, yeah. That hasn't been for many years.
Exactly.
No Dewey Decimal System? No.
Well, there's still a Dewey Decimal System, but you can look it up. I go to the library, right? The library in Suwanee is fantastic. I've been to the one in Lilburn. There's the one in Lilburn is huge and awesome and lots of good resources. I would just, I'm sorry, I'm going to answer their question for them.
You're real Mitch, Stephen. We appreciate that.
But you nailed it, I think, when you said the librarian has the right answer. It is the place, it's the place to go to get answers. Mm-hmm. There are just so many different resources that are available to you. And I do think that sometimes in today's culture, we think, well, everything's on the internet. And that just isn't right. There are things outside of that, a resource and a reference. We need to reference more, I think, is one of the things. So, but let me ask this also, going back to just kind of development, I think a lot of people, when they think of giving back to the public service in terms of the library, they think, well, I can donate my books. Number one, is that still available? Number two, how would one go about doing that if it is available?
Right now, we have a partnership with Better World Books. Mm-hmm. And so there are green bins outside, and they kind of will take all of the book donations. They give us a percentage.
Well, those books are sold, and then some of the money comes back to the
Perfect.
Library. Some of them are sent overseas to different places. So that's how you handle book donations at the library. Of course, if you want to make a monetary or other type of donation, then you'd contact Shelley about that.
Fantastic.
Shelley, you mentioned in one of your earlier answers that it's not your childhood library anymore. For that person that maybe has not been in a public library in 20 or 30 years, and shame on them, we need to get them to come back. What would they notice that's different from, you know, back when we were kids?
I want to say that my favorite part, and there's only a few branches that have it so far until we can get some more funding, are our learning labs, where we have green screen, black screen, white screen, blue screen, editing equipment. You can do a podcast. The librarians are there. If you don't know how to use the equipment, you can come in and book a librarian to teach you how to utilize all of the fancy equipment. There's a professional photographer or photography equipment. We're looking into like drones. We're getting really hands-on. So the goal is it's about literacy, not just books. I mean, books are important, but not just about reading and writing, but also about any kind of literacy that you could possibly come up with.
And that kind of comes back to what you talked about, a culinary program.
Right.
So just learning how to, I mean, in that culinary program, is there actual cooking going on, or is the idea of come together and learn and then go home and try it and come back and talk about your experience?
Well, if I can talk about that for just a minute. It started out, actually, we got a grant to have tower gardens. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with these or not, but they're basically hydroponic towers and the water is pumped through them and you have little things on the side and you grow herbs and vegetables and things like that. So we got a grant to have these in all of our branches. So we have them, and they get quite big. In some cases, you'll see Swiss chard and different kinds of lettuce and basil and things like that. And we were like, well, what can we do with this? It's a great conversation piece. Kids love it. People love it. They come in, what's growing on the garden today? When is it going to be harvested? And we actually give some of the produce away to local community organizations. But we saw that there's a real need for more information about nutrition and health. So it's we're kind of gearing it up right now. Right now, it's mainly teaching people about healthy eating habits and nutrition. However, we are going to start in the future doing perhaps some cooking demonstrations, showing people how to cook. We're buying kits that we'll bring into the branches and allow people to use, show them how to prepare the food and everything. So we're going through a whole gearing up process now. So at the moment, it's mostly nutrition-based, but there may be some cooking demonstrations in the future.
And Charles, you use the phrase lifelong learning. So mm-hmm. this question is for either of you. Both of you can jump in on this. What are some of the other areas that you guys see as, and the library sees, as potential ways of growth in bringing lifelong learning to the communities where they're the anchors?
Well, we really want to be your source for education and learning from cradle to, well, old age.
As long as you want.
As long as you want. So we have initiatives really geared toward every age of life. We have a very robust preschool literacy program to teach kids how to read and to get them ready for school. We have programs that are focused on business development and economics. So people, we have a whole series of programs that we do in conjunction with the Gwinnett Chamber around starting your own small business. We have programs geared toward the elderly that talk about, you know, retirement and different things about medication, things that might be of interest to the elderly. So we really run the gamut from early childhood to old age.
And are all of these programs offered by the library, are all of them completely free of charge to the public, or is there occasionally a small charge?
Just about all of them are free. Yeah. Occasionally, if we have an author event, there might be a small charge for that, but the overwhelming majority of them are completely free of charge.
I can guarantee that you've probably never had anybody go, it costs what? Because even when there is a charge, it is very minimal because of public funding and some of the development that goes in. And you guys are, like you said, it's a community anchor. It's a great public service.
Right. We want to be a resource for the community. That's our goal. That's our mission. That's what we're always trying to achieve.
Let me ask a little bit of a different question. Do you think just for children these days, going to a library, just reading a book has become a lost art in our society these days?
I don't think so, Mike. I mean, I think that the more, in fact, there have actually been studies done that show when people read books, they absorb the information more completely than they do when they're just reading something off of a tablet. Part of the reason for that is that reading a book involves more of your senses. There's a tactile feel of the pages. There's a smell of the book. There's holding it in your hands as well as the visual cues. So most children actually, I think, prefer the books. And I see plenty of kids reading books, but also using technology, using tablets. And that's fine. It's not an either or proposition. As one person once said to me, just because they invented elevators, that didn't mean we got rid of stairs. So books still have a role to play.
In fact, I think, wasn't it last year, 2016, I thought I read a statistic, it was 2016 or 2015, was the first year in a while that the actual sale of books went back up. It had been going down for years and years.
It did. And I think there was kind of a leveling off of, mm-hmm. of e-books, and I'm not here to diss e-books. I mean, they certainly have their role.
Reading is reading, no matter where you do it.
Yeah,
right?
And we want to encourage people to read in whatever format, whatever way works for them. But yeah, it has leveled off. And the bulk of the materials that are read in this country are still in the form of books. And there's a high percentage, a good percentage that's e-books, but books are still a predominant format.
We're talking with Charles and Shelley with the Gwinnett County Public Library, and it's really interesting to hear how the library has evolved over the years because, you know, in our childhood, it was, you know, the old lady, librarian, and anytime you try to even say a word, she'd be like, shh, and it's like,
you had some bad experiences in a library. I'm the son of a sixth grade teacher, and one of our favorite things to do every summer was Avis Williams, DeKalb County Public Library, which I think is still there. They had a summer reading program, mm-hmm. and for every book you read, once you got to 5, you got your name up on the wall, and then you'd go to 10 and 15 and 20, and every summer, it was a contest between me and my sister of who could get to 40 or 50 books, and I told my mother after I grew up, I was like, you are so sneaky, because we loved it, and we thought, because she would let us pick anything we wanted. She never said, no, you can't have that book or whatever. She just let it, whatever book you want, you just read, and we'd be reading like 5 books a week. And I'd pick short ones and stuff like that. But then I'd get into baseball and it developed a love of reading. And she made it a competition. She let us compete with each other. And she goes, I didn't care. You were reading. That's all I cared about. You were quiet for an hour. Yeah.
And don't you love it these days, too, when you get a good book and you just can't put it down.
Can't put it down.
That's a great feeling.
And here's the beautiful part that everybody listening needs to know. The great thing about the library is if you pick up a book and you check it out and you go 5 pages, 10 pages, 15 pages in, you go, I don't like this. Guess what? You can go take it back and find another one. So find the one that you can't put down, right? That's what they're there for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sorry we took
you out of this conversation. Yeah, Mike and I were having a good time talking.
Hey, no problem.
How you been lately, Steve?
Yeah.
And Steven mentioned the Lilburn location, the Suwannee location where I've gone to a lot as well. I love it because, I mean, you can get on the computers. I mean, it's not like as I said earlier, like the library with your childhood. So talk about some of the latest and greatest things that are now going on with the public library.
Well, go ahead.
I wanted to touch on, I know we were talking about books and the importance of books, but I do want to drive home that we do have a lot of digital resources as well. So you don't physically have to come into the library necessarily. Your library card gives you access to information from your house. I know my kids, they love Tumble Books, which is a subscription service I think I found on our cable provider. And what I found out, though, is with my children's library cards, they can access Tumble Books for free from their house. And it's a very good program. We also have Reference USA, which is a good business resource for folks. We have lynda.com, which is actual courses that people can take from their house. And the one of the cool things that I liked, if you've ever heard of Ancestry.com, mm-hmm,
sure.
If you have a Gwinnett County Library card, you can use Heritage Quest, which is a kind of a spinoff of Ancestry.com for free. So you don't need that subscription.
If I have a Kindle app, I have a reading app on a personal device, is there a way to access potential resources through the Gwinnett County Public Library on my own device?
There is. And I wish I could say it's really easy and intuitive. It's not always, but we have trained staff that can assist you with that.
The librarian has the answer.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They can assist you with that.
I like that.
And I'd be remiss, too, if I didn't mention that we also have another program that I'm very excited about called Career Online High School, mm-hmm, which is a program where people who haven't finished their high school diploma can actually do an online learning course through the library. And they can graduate with an accredited high school diploma. So that's something that we're very excited about as well.
And we're able to offer that strictly from private funding.
Wow.
So we're out there, hopefully, if it's something that somebody's passionate about and they are willing, if they're listening to the radio right now and they want to give for that cause.
Sure.
There's over 70,000 people in Gwinnett right now between 18 and 64 that do not have a high school diploma. And this is not a GED. It actually is a real high school diploma. And they do also get a career certificate as well. So it's a very, very valuable resource for the community.
Charles, you talked about when you were talking about the locations, you mentioned that there was a location on a college campus, Gwinnett Tech.
That's right, Gwinnett Tech.
Okay,
right.
So mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. How does the Gwinnett County Public Library develop relationships with whether it's public high schools, elementary, middle schools, and or some of the other colleges? Talk about that relationship.
Well, you know, it's critical, vital to us as a library that we're always out there in the community trying to form community partnerships. And all of us at the leadership level are doing that and really throughout the organization. Shelley's been great going out and meeting with different people. I do that. Everyone on our leadership team does that. We have a great partnership with the Gwinnett County Public Schools. We started a new program last year called Branch Out, where kids can use their student ID number as their library card. And so And we added over 100,000 student borrowers to our rolls. So that's a big increase there. We have a great partnership with Goodwill in North Georgia to work around job training and workforce development. We do a lot of things with them. We partner with the Aurora Theater to do cultural things. And it goes on. There's, I think we have like 25 major partnerships and many more minor ones. A lot of it just consists of saying yes. Oftentimes people come to us and they're like, well, we'd like to do this. And they're like, okay, yeah, it sounds good. So it's just getting to yes, you know, making sure that that you're willing to look at it. Don't say no unless you really have to say no. And being active in the community, being out there and being involved. And it's been great for us. Our partnerships have exploded over the last few years.
And when you go to some of these branches, there's such nice buildings. Are there more plans for expansion or development?
Yeah. In fact, Shelley's working on some of that. We have two that are already funded through SPLOS dollars. That's the special sales tax, the Duluth and Norcross branches. And Shelley's raising some additional money to enhance above and beyond the public dollars. And then my understanding is there'll be at least one or two more new branches in the current SPLOST that was just approved by voters last November. So a lot of exciting things happening and a lot of upgrades to our facilities over the coming years.
So we're, the name of our show is Business Radio X. We talk to a lot of business leaders in the community. How can a local small business owner or a local business and all of its employees, how can they get involved? What are some, and I guess this is more under the concept of development, but how can a business potentially partner with a public library?
There's many ways they can partner with us. For example, you talked about summer reading program. We went out and talked with the Gwinnett Braves, and they're going to offer, so we have various prizes. We don't have names on walls, but we have fabulous prizes for kids. Some of the other business relationships that we've gotten there, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta has donated some money so that we could have phenomenal prizes also. Those are kind of some of the, and then we'll have their logos placed on our website.
What a great way to brand your business to families and children is to help offer prizes for things, programs that the library is doing.
Right. And on our new locations, we are offering naming opportunities. So corporations or individuals or foundations, or you can put your name on the building for various levels of giving.
Business Radio X Library.
Yeah.
But we can't put it as
X
library. It would have to be
library. It's my accent. I'm sorry. I know there's an R in there. Just don't say it. Shelley and Charles, obviously a lot of great information that you've shared with us today. I'm sure a lot of this is on the website.
It is.
So let's make sure we give the website address.
www.gwinnettpl.org.
GwinnettPL.org.
See, they didn't spell it out so people wouldn't mess up spelling library. So that's good.
Yes.
GwinnettPL.
Library. Library.
I'm going to bring you a big bowl of berries next time I see you, Mike.
Berries or prairies?
The nice thing about the public library, you know, Shelley, you're doing development of it, but the base of it is our tax dollars at work. Mm-hmm. And there's very little I could come up with that we get a better return on the money that gets put into our tax dollars at work than in the public library system. And I'm a little biased. So.
No, good stuff. Shelley, Charles, thanks for coming by. Great to have you here in the studio, and continued success with the library. And thank you so much for sharing all that great information.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Mike, before we get to our second guest today, I just want to remind our listeners that our show—
technically, would he be our second or third guest?
Let's talk about that for a second. What do you think, Mike?
I don't want to talk about it. Just go ahead. Okay.
Well, then why'd you interrupt me?
Because it's what I do.
I can play this game with you all day, baby.
I do it so well.
That's right. Remember, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Okay. Our show is brought to us today by Ferritech, as it is every single week. And I just want to remind our listeners that Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know, Mike, that they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit ferritech.com. That's ferritech.com.
Go ahead, Trey. Play your Ric Flair.
Thank you.
Play your Ric Flair. Appreciate it. You know you want to do it. No?
He does it at the end.
He does it at the end. Oh, is that going to become a new thing
it
now?
It is, yes. Just like merely Mike Salmon.
All right.
Sorry, we're letting people in on our little secrets. We got
to
move on.
Our next guest, he may be concerned now whether he wants to really be on the show, but from LeaderCast, Dwayne Cummings. Dwayne, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike, Stephen.
A lot of folks have heard about LeaderCast, but a lot of folks may not know exactly what LeaderCast is. So why don't you kind of give us a broad overview?
Sure. LeaderCast is a leadership company based here in Gwinnett County. And most people know us because we hold the largest one-day leadership event in the world. It's simulcast all over the planet. Yeah, but we've kind of evolved, and we are more of a 365-day-a-year leadership company now.
When you use the phrase leadership company, I think that phrase to a lot of people probably needs to be unpacked a little bit more. What does it mean to be a leadership company?
Yeah, so it is different for different people, but we try to avail ourselves to what the needs are of the people that we're serving. So some people need practical hands-on leadership work, and we would have leadership or LeaderCast labs for those people. Some people need, you know, information. So we have LeaderCast Now library of videos, and they can go on and watch other leaders from around the world give you tidbits on a daily basis. So we're working to give you different vertical support, and it might be hands-on or one-on-one coaching for leadership or for companies from leadership perspective. We now have started LeaderCast Expedition. So I just got back from Africa 2 days ago, where we take executives on cultural and leadership experiences. So does that unpack it a little bit?
Yeah.
And I haven't unpacked for my trip yet either. So
nice. Is the main person who uses the services of LeaderCast, is it people who are already in leadership positions and they want to get better at what they're doing? Or is it more for people who aren't yet in leadership positions and they're saying, I want to learn how to be a leader?
Yeah, I think a decade ago, we would have been pinpointing those people that already have like a C in their name. And we've kind of evolved and learned that everybody's a leader at one time or another. You know, we have leaders in the community, in the libraries or in their nonprofits, their schools, homes, et cetera. So we've really tried to be more aware and even changing our vernacular, our verbiage, and working with people that are wanting to step into leadership roles or already have the title.
All right. You have a lot of events and a lot of things that you guys work on. You've got a women's event. You've got leadership labs. Why don't you talk about some of those things?
Yeah. So the women's event came up this year. We've never had one. October 5th will be the inaugural event. It came from a demand, right? So there's arguably a gender gap in the world. Maybe female voices have not been heard. Well, there's no maybe. They haven't been heard as well, right? So we decided to take that proactive stance and just say we're going to create an event for women. So we have women leaders from around the world that'll be joining us, as well as thousands of people in attendance. It'll be simulcast as well. We hope to kind of get other people on board and follow that. As far as the labs, people go and sit in an event all day and listen to leaders. You know, last year we had some great speakers. Every year we have great speakers. But hands-on, as you know, Charles mentioned about reading and the tactile and the smell and the senses, et cetera, people have different learning styles. So a lot of people want to roll up their sleeves and get in their practical exercises and interaction and really do leadership versus having information transfer from a stage. So that's where labs came about.
The LeaderCast event, the largest simulcast event you were talking about for 2017, when is that scheduled to happen?
Yeah, that's May 5th coming up at Infinite Energy Arena.
Now,
so the live event's going to be at the arena?
Yes, the live event's
and
hosted.
And then it's going to be simulcasts
all over the world. Yeah, Lagos, Nigeria, you name it, goes all over.
Okay, so I'm going to really show my ignorance on this question. So in the old days, when someone would say something about a simulcast, you either had to get it on pay-per-view or you had to go to a location where it would come in through closed circuit. How does someone get the simulcast if they're not able to be at the Infinite Energy Arena on May 5th?
Yeah, so technology, of course, is ever-evolving. And in fact, this year we went away from satellite because, you know, there's troubles and challenges with satellite. And so we live stream all over the world. And there are host sites that are companies that may bring in 1,500 employees to one location and they watch it. There's public sites, like even at libraries around the country. I said library.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks. I was coached up.
Go ahead, pile on. Why not?
Yeah. So
That is not what a good leader does, but he had to have a little fun too. Leaders have a little fun, right?
Yeah, you better have fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you guys, it is the largest, what did you say? I guess it was
the largest one-day, most attended leadership event in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy right here.
And that's because of those particular locations that are streaming. And then after it's done, is there a way to catch, if I miss it on May 5th, you know, mm-hmm. I got a root canal that day, mm-hmm. I can't be there, I can't catch it at a site. How do I watch it after the fact?
Yeah, that's what we call flex casting. And so it happens a lot. May 5th is a big time for graduation. So even right here in Georgia, UGA, you know, they're doing the walk. So their student body, they will watch it on a different day. Yeah, so we flex it all throughout the year.
We're talking with Duane Cummings with LeaderCast, and you're talking about the breadth of how big this is and how popular this is. Mm. Give us an idea of some of the speakers and inspirational leaders that people might be able to hear through LeaderCast.
Yeah, so if you look over the years, we've had Nobel Peace Prize winners like Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Malala, and we've had coaches like the Nick Sabans and players like, you know, Peyton Mannings. We had Steve Wozniak last year.
Ex-presidents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
world leaders.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Condoleezza Rice, we videoed her on Stanford's campus a couple of years ago. This year, we have like Jim McKelvey, who founder of Square, you know, for all the business people out there in the world. So, yeah, we go for a mix so that different people can take away different lessons. You know, some people want to be inspired. Some people want the real practical, how did you do it? Some people want to hear the success stories. Others want to hear the failures. So, yeah.
And how long on May 5th, when does it start? When does it end?
Yeah, it starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes to 3:30. There's really three different sessions, three speakers in each session. There's lunch and all kinds of other activities that go on outside of the arena in front, experience type things. Yeah.
If I want to go to the event live, what does a ticket cost me?
GA or $250. Okay. And then there's some higher level event tickets. I think most of them are sold out. So there's a platinum that is 50 people, a group. They have their own lunch area. They meet with speakers. It's, you know, kind of that elevated experience. And student tickets are only 75.
Huh? Fantastic. And then there's that level above platinum where they get to have lunch with Mike and I, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we actually just call that the X package. Yeah. And that price, if you have to ask, you can't afford
actually,
it.
Actually, so. We have to pay them to come and sit and have lunch with us, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. Every all this great stuff they learned, we mess it up in 30 seconds. Right. Exactly. How long has LeaderCast been around? Talk a little bit about the history.
Sure. In different iterations, it's been around 17 years. And some people in this area know it as John Maxwell's LeaderCast, sponsored by Chick-fil-A, because that was a big partnership. And, you know, it's been done at the World Congress Center in the past and other arenas. But this brand, as far as LeaderCast standing on its own and being here in Gwinnett, is about 4 years now. We've had our office up here in Suwannee for a long time, but yeah, it's kind of separation of brands. You know, there's been a number of other events in our building.
So you've talked about how it has changed over the years and even in the last few years of how it's presented as LeaderCast. And now you've brought to us LeaderCast Labs and LeaderCast Videos. You guys are always going to be willing to change with the times and change and be flexible. But are there some things you see that you can see developing over the next couple of years that you wouldn't mind sharing here? Give us a little scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Here at the X level ticket broadcast.
Breaking news at the X level.
That's right.
Yeah, we're responding to needs, right? So the ACC, for instance, came to us recently and they want to do an event powered by LeaderCast for all 15 of the ACC schools. So in the fall, they're going to do one based at Wake Forest and shared with the other 14 schools. We're getting now into more youth and family events. So in 2018, we'll do a LeaderCast family. So it's not just about leadership of, you know, the business world as we think, but leading your family, leading yourself. Where there's a need, we're going to go. You know, we're going to find resources. We do a lot of strategic partnerships. So we find other people that have fantastic ideas and information, and then we partner with them to share.
And obviously, good leaders, you know, they're constantly learning, they're constantly being challenged, they're constantly listening to things to go into their lives to help them keep growing. And that's one of the things that you got. I love how you kind of started by saying we're looking for needs. So beyond just LeaderCast and the events that you guys do and these other ways that you meet the needs of different leaders, what are some ways that you see LeaderCast or have seen them giving back? Talked about partnerships. And so talk a little bit about what you guys do to give back to.
Yeah. So one of the campaigns we're in the middle of right now is called Rock Your Radius. So within 25 miles of our office, we go out in tandems, two people, it could be a graphic designer, a salesperson, whatever, and we give back to the community. So we might show up at a smoothie place where they need more customers and we'll tweet out for them, social media service. All of our employees are paid to mentor somebody in the community a couple hours every month. And then in our building, we kind of have opened it up. So you can come and use our facility, use our creative rooms. We'll facilitate collaboration for you. And on Fridays, we have Nourishment Fridays. So all the speakers that you see in our LeaderCast Now library and the ones that grace our stage in May, they come in on Fridays and they pour into us and we open that to the community. So we've had local business owners, we've had school teachers, principals, you name it, they come in. Yeah, it's fantastic. We have it tomorrow. You're more than welcome every Friday. So
every Friday.
Yeah, 9 to 10:15.
That is breaking news right there, Mike. All of our listeners, every Friday, go check out LeaderCast and get nourished.
Yeah.
LeaderCast, Dwayne Cummings joining us. Anything else that you want to talk about that we have not touched upon? You've got a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up. But we did decide this morning before I left, our CSO, Angela Robb, and the rest of the team said, you know, we need to be able to give something back to the Radio X listeners. And so buy one, get one free. Anybody that's listening today, if they call in to Adam, can I give the number or no?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, it'd be kind of hard for them to get to call in and get the deal if they don't have the number.
No, well, you know, you can 411 or whatever.
The phones aren't ringing. Why? Oh, yeah. Didn't give the number.
No, it's 678-225-3134. But if they get a ticket, we have a sponsor that is going to sponsor on behalf of Radio X that will give a second ticket so that two people can go for the price.
Now let's be clear about this. This is for today only, correct?
No. I know you're live streaming. So they set aside 100 tickets. So as bad as that sounds, we have a sponsor for another 300.
Okay.
So whenever that happens, yeah, we'll have to.
So give the number one more time.
Yeah, 678 225-3134.
So people can call, and it's a all they got to do is say that they heard it on Business Radio X.
That's it.
Gwinnett Business Radio, and they get buy one, get one free.
That is for the May 5th event.
That's for May 5th.
May 5th, 2017. For those of you that are listening to the show after May 5th, 2017, you're...
No, you can go back and listen to the Flexcast, right? You can get in and check out the Flexcast. Now, what I was going to say was you asked if you could give the number. Here's what I was going to say to that. I'm glad you did. I'm glad we gave it 678-225-3134. But if you hadn't given the number, everybody would have gone to the public library and the librarian would have been able to.
100%. Right? She always has the answer.
Always has the answer.
Or he,
that's what I learned.
Or he.
He or she always has the answer. Yeah. Right, Mike?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I found out.
Yes.
The internet has lots of answers, but they may not be the right answers.
That's exactly right.
That's why you got to go to the library.
No, you go to the library.
Library.
And then you go to LeaderCast on May 5th, 2017.
Yes.
And then see where life takes you.
Right? The letter of the day, by the way, is L.
and this show has been brought to you by the number 4.
Yes. Dwayne, give the website where they can get all this great information about LeaderCast.
Sure, www.leadercast.com. Yeah.
How are people going to remember that?
And from there, they can get information about the event, about the labs, about the expedition, about the flex viewing.
100%. I mean, yeah. In fact, we just changed over servers, so we're getting a bunch of new stuff on that website.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Leadercast.com. Dwayne, thanks for coming in.
I'm humbled, grateful, and honored. Thanks for doing what you guys do.
Thank you. And the letter of the day is L, as I hold the L on my forehead.
That's a great visual, Mike.
Yeah, we started with a visual. We ended with a visual. All right. I want to thank Dwayne with LeaderCast and Shelley and Charles with Gwinnett County Public Library for joining us here on the program. Quick reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our shows anytime you want, 24/7. If you're 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to listen, you can listen. 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, anytime you want, tune into this show or any of our other shows at GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. We also want you to be part of us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
And YouTube.
And on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel with a lot of these shows as well. So go to our Gwinnett Business Radio X YouTube channel and subscribe. So we're all over the place. You can't get away. We're like the plague. You can't get away
from
Business
Radio X. But in a good way.
Yeah, was that a bad...
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad.
Gotta
work
on that.
So anyway...
Go to the library and get some good references that you can use later.
There you go. All right, any final parting words,
Yes, since this show's been brought to us by the letter L and the number 4, I just want to remind everybody that C is for cookie, and that's good enough for me.
Thank you, Cookie Monster. All right, for Trey and for Z and for everybody else, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time. For Ric Flair as well. You're about to hear him, apparently. We'll see you next time here on Business Radio X.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!